This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, October 6th. God's word to you today is recognize and appreciate. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 23, verse 5, and it says, "You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings." God alone prepares a table before you. He is your source. I want you to make this declaration out loud. God is my source, and God alone is my supplier. God is the one who created the earth, created the seed, and planted it. He is the cultivator and the harvester, the one who packaged it for sale, put it in the grocery store, and then went to shop for you. He took it to the kitchen and prepared a meal for you. God is the source and the chef. You would agree with me that that in itself is fantastic enough. But God did not stop there. He set a table before you. Everywhere you have suffered reproach, everywhere people have looked at you and hissed, God will bring you honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Write this date down because they will see the glory of God in your life and want to carry your bag. Every time God makes provision for us and every time we receive God's provision, it is appropriate for us to say thank you. Every time God prepares a table for us, it is appropriate for us to thank him. Do you know the story of the proverbial Bingo? Bingo is the name of that homeless dog that roams the streets in Nigeria. This is the story behind Bingo's homelessness. Once upon a time, Bingo enjoyed the lavish provisions of its owner. Choice meat, dog biscuits, milk, name it. Then one day while Bingo was enjoying its meal, the owner's pen dropped in the middle of Bingo's set table. As the owner moved to pick his pen, Bingo began to growl at him. What Bingo was saying in essence was, "If you come near my food, I will bite you." "This is a joke," the owner concluded. He ignored the growl, put his hand into Bingo's meal, and Bingo went for his hand. He barely snatched his hand away before Bingo could sink his teeth into it. And that was the end of Bingo's welcome in that house. The owner showed Bingo who its source was. What the owner was saying was, "Bingo, you are nothing without me." Every time and any time you growl at God, just remember Bingo. God wants us to appreciate him as our source. And that was what David was doing in Psalm 23. "You set a table before me. You alone deserve the glory of my life. And I give you all the glory, Father." This is paraphrased. You too can make this your prayer of thanksgiving, acknowledging God as your source. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. You deserve it all. Only you deserve the glory. You deserve it all. Only you deserve the honor. Let no man on earth give to himself the praises due. Only you take all of the glory, take all of the honor. Father, thank you for all you are doing in this God Will Do It Again season. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.